start is always to introduce ourselves to each other. And if you'd like to say, I'm going to say, you know, by way of introduction, you can say your name, where you're from. But if you'd like to say a transition that's going on in your life, you can say it briefly.
Right.
Because there's a lot of us here. Because we're going to be writing about transition and change. So roll the tape. I always forget to say that. I just jump right in. I'll start. My name is Lana Dahlberg-Landeverde, and I'm from San Francisco Bay Area, and I'm happy to be here. And I guess the transition for me is, or one of the transitions, is I've been an activist for many years, like 20 years, and you might have seen on the kiosk, I did a lot of work around Central America and U.S. foreign policy in that country, and working with refugees. And now when I kind of hit my 40s, I got to be a little bit more reflective and have been wanting to do teaching. So this is, the writing is part of, I love writing. I've just finished revising a manuscript, a memoir, and then I'd love to do more of this type of teaching and facilitating, because I think that everyone has a story that, or has their life stories, and needs to value their life stories, and kind of hard for some of us to do. So my life isn't really important. It's something that I can write about. So that's just a little bit about me. Transition, a recent transition. So let me just go around.
Okay. I'm Ingrid. Living in Tucson, and I've had a career, I've had three kids, and now I'm transitioning to figuring out what's beyond taking care of small children. So I'm trying to figure out what I want to do. Right now I'm teaching yoga. I also have a master's degree in hydrology and geology. So I've done, you know, earth science things, and now I want to do more physical work with people. I really enjoy teaching yoga. Working on that and trying to figure out what would be career change, I guess, for me. And I'm also in my 40s, and it's time for reflections. And my cousin wrote this book, Life's Companion, and I have read it, and I have gone to one of her workshops, which was great, and it's really about working with the writing.
I'm Wayne, and I'm from Port Byron, Illinois, and I serve as a pastor at a church there. Actually, life is pretty stable right now, relatively speaking. I think my biggest transitions right now are seasonal, and this is my transition from the church here active to the church here a little more passive, that is to say, less activity and maybe a chance to do some things to catch up in my own life. So this week has been kind of the transition between those two seasons of our life right now, but nothing real life shaping.
My name is Kai. I live in Minneapolis, Minnesota, and I recently spent 2 years in San Diego. And so a week before I came here, I moved back from San Diego, and that was a big change. And in my life right now, I'm trying to figure out what I want to do, what I want to major in, school I want to go to, you know, what kind of things I want to spend my life doing. And I've been saying goodbye to a lot of friends and meeting a lot of new people in the last few years. And so the last maybe 4 years have been a lot of change, all this. So right now I'm at home, so I'm doing that.
My name's Joe. I'm from Granville, Ohio. Just transitioning my life right now. So I recently graduated from Calabrese University. I'm hoping to go to teach English, but also for sure. But so I'm in the process of looking for work and imagining the real world as opposed to being in a particular place.
transitioning into being an older person. I'm trying to learn what I can do physically now and what I can't. I find when I try to do things I used to do 5 years ago, my body says, you shouldn't be doing that. Think of something else to do. So I'm searching for what I want to be doing now.
So this is about transitioning, right?
Yeah, that's a way of introducing yourself.
Okay. I'm from Tucson, Arizona.
Oh.
Okay. That's my way of being really good. And Ingrid and I are both transitioning, I think, from younger children to older children. A lot of transitioning with my job. I'm a geologist and worked for a company for a long, long time. Now I have thoughts about doing things more on my own, not being around a company with other folks, but maybe more on my own.
My name is Joyce. I'm from Lincoln, Nebraska, although we do spend a lot of time in Minnesota. I walked in after taking a little nap upstairs, and so my head is also currently in an immediate transition. But I think my life is, I look at it as a kind of a path of transition. I have a PhD in English, but I ended up in a Department of Agricultural Education at the University of Nebraska, so I feel as though I freelanced my academic career. And what the one line of poetry that has meant a lot to me over time is a line from Theodore Rutke's Awakening, which is, I learned by going where I have to go. Mm-hmm. And so I think that's my transition is right now is that I've been retired for 4 years and I'm still, you know, where do I go after I'm retiring? Mm-hmm. Still part of my quest.
I'm Zach Zink, and I'm originally from Omaha, Nebraska.
Oh, hi.
I spent the last 4 years in Minnesota at St. Olaf, and I just graduated with a BA in theology. I didn't know what to do after graduation, so I came here, and this is the beginning of my transition, I suppose. And I'd say that it's chiefly characterized by a forced shift in perspective as I'm leaving one community and entering another community.
My name's
Margaret.
I'm from Cleveland, Ohio. Living in El Paso for a little over a year and a half. I've been working and living in a shelter for mostly immigrants in the U.S. And I really, really loved that, but I'm leaving now and I'm going to go to Divinity School at Union Theological Seminary, which I heard you were interested in.
Yeah, I think I'm really
interested. Oh, cool. Well, I'm excited. I'm sorry about that.
A lot of transitions. Actually, a lot of different, life age, kind of layered here. So we have all sorts of transitions, which makes it a really rich group. Well, as I was preparing for the class, I was thinking about transition and our faith, our spiritual journeys, and the word trust kept coming to me, because I think any time you're dealing with transition where you're going from what you knew into the unknown, it's a big, a little leap or a big leap, but it's a sense of needing to trust God that, we can plan as much as we want to, and I find this more and more in my life. I could plan and plan and plan, and yet sometimes there are just things that are completely beyond my control, and wonderful, rich things can happen that God can, kind of serendipitous sort of things can happen. Also, some pretty bad things can happen where I just have to see that there's something that I learned from that. And so that, to me, also in terms of transition, is just like, okay, can I trust God, and that to carry me through this, that I'll learn, that I'll take the steps. And sometimes in my meditations, I meditate every morning, and a couple times or several times, I've kind of seen myself like on a tightrope. So the sense of just the tiny, tiny steps and learning to balance, and somehow I'm not going to fall because God is there with me, and this is something, like you said. This is where I need to go. So that's also part of transition. And another thing that I've thought about is oftentimes there's a desire for change that we're moving towards something that we mean, we don't fully see it, but we want this change, and yet there can be a fear of the unknown. So there's kind of like, it's like the desire is the reverse side of the fear, that, you know, we want to try something new, and change is inevitable anyway. That's how we all grow, how the world moves and changes. But there's oftentimes a fear of the unknown, at least in my life, a fear of what might happen. So this, you know, we're all in different types of transitions in our lives. So the idea of writing to link with faith or our spirituality is to say, and I'm really interested in the book that you have that was journaling with a spiritual perspective. And I haven't looked at it, but you can. Wayne has a book by Kluth called Journaling from a...
I don't remember the title.
Well, that was, and this one also is journaling, and your cousin, Christina, has a, she takes a broad perspective, a lot of different faiths. So, you know, you, from whatever faith you're coming out of, you could write from this. But there's pages in here where there's exercises on the left-hand side of the page, and then, when she takes you through different ways to look at life. But what she writes is actually on the right-hand side, but it's all full of little exercises, too. Because I find that writing can be like a spiritual practice, like prayer. In my case, it kind of flows out of the meditation and prayer, and then I just kind of pick up my notepad, or if I'm at home, I have my laptop right there, and I just kind of continue to write. So that in some ways you can be conversing with God. And that's one of the techniques that we can use today is if you're in a kind of a deep meditative spot, you can kind of maybe throw out a question, and it could just be your own heart, or the words of wisdom in your own heart, but you can throw out the question, or you can say, well, maybe this is the spirit within me, kind of, whatever that first little answer that pops into your head, or you can kind of carry on. It sounds like it's not possible, but you can kind of carry on a dialogue in your own. In fact, we do it all the time, oftentimes, at least I do. I have a little dialogue running in my head, but this is like a deeper, when you meditate, and we'll do some visualization and some breathing where we kind of try to get more into that that state where our brain slows down, and try to get rid of some of the worries and to let the thoughts that are worrisome thoughts float away, that perhaps you can be in a more of a centered place where you can listen to the words of wisdom that I believe are in each of us. I believe the Holy Spirit is within each of us, and that's part of our Christian faith, is to kind of center and listen. I mean, so much of prayer is, directed to God to give me this, or, don't let this happen. Can we be in a spot where we can just listen, even if it's just the sense of peace and tranquility that God is with us? So that's why I have this course, kind of deep, sinking into the well of our spirituality and experiencing a practice of prayer or meditation. And then writing out of that our writing can become more creative. It can kind of flow more freely. So I know there's a couple of people who, if you have a PhD in English, you must have done some writing. And others, I mean, all of us we use writing all the time. But oftentimes the writing, there's like a little critic in our head that's like correcting our sentences and, our punctuation and our syntax, and to kind of get into a deeper, more centered spot where you just, one of the first techniques we'll use is this, what we call flow writing, where you just write without lifting the pen from the paper, and you don't worry about, what is so-and-so going to think when they see this, or this doesn't make sense, or I can't think. In fact, if you get stuck, the idea is you just keep writing whatever that thought is, I'm stuck, or I'm bored, or I don't make sense, until another thought comes along and you write that thought. That's called flow writing or free writing. Why don't you introduce yourself?
I apologize for being late. I'm Christine Carlson, and I'm one of the summer teaching staff coordinators this summer. And do we say a little bit about our life?
Just where you're from, and then if you have a transition in your life, this class is on transitions.
Well, I serve as a pastor in Bloomington, Minnesota, and so sermons are my genre mostly, mm-hmm. that I work on writing. My life has a number of transitions here right now, especially related to my son just graduated from high school. Kai is my son, and he's just moving from California back to Minnesota, where I live, and we'll be around more. So those are two of the big ones, yeah.
Well, the first exercise is this, what I was talking about, flow writing. So everyone has a pen and paper. And
let's put out a little bit.
Yeah. If anyone needs a little bit more room to write, we can put down a little bit or anything. Now, the idea with flow writing, as I was saying, is just to write as the thoughts come to you and to not stop and like stare off into the corner or something. Just keep writing, and if you're stuck on a thought, keep writing, repeating the same thought. And just flow. And the idea is that, in another book that's up in the bookstore by Natalie Goldberg, is to kind of get down to the deeper thoughts within you. You just keep writing. And don't worry about punctuation or anything else. And it's going to end after 7 minutes, so that also is supposed to leave you with a thirst to write more later on. All right. So the question I'm going to give you is, what's changing for me right now is X. Or the transition in my life right now is X. So write for 7 minutes. Not that there's going to be any blazing answers, but that you might have a sense of, at least mentally, I hope, of God's presence with you. That's the whole idea of meditation. It's just to know that God is with us, and we're not walking this road all by ourselves. And that even though there are a lot of things that we can't control, and that even if we planned, there's all sorts of things that might happen. That God is with us, and that there's kind of a purpose, and this is, I guess what I wanted to say is each of us has a journey, and it's our own journey, and God kind of knows the design and the plan for that, and we don't, I mean, we have an idea of what we'd like to do, and certainly we're partners with God in kind of moving forward in that journey. We have our own responsibilities to do what we think we're called to do, to really search that out and explore it, and follow our hearts. But there's a lot that we don't know that we can't control, and that God is there with us. So I'm going to do a, after the visualization, the idea is that if you want, to use this kind of dialogue where you ask the question, the first thing that comes into your mind, write it down, and see if that helps you. And if that's not something you want to do, you just do more of this flow writing, where you just write and write. Don't stop to think, really. It's like you're thinking on the page, almost. Your thoughts are appearing on the page as you write them down. So I hope the visualization will work. Yesterday or the day before, they were doing some construction right out here, and had chainsaw going, a saw going, electric saw going. I'm going to turn off the light, and it might be nice if you have space. So if anyone, but we're going to write right afterwards. So you're going to need to have your pen and paper with you, and if anyone needs a little bit more paper, because we're going to actually write for 20 minutes. I think we can do it for 20 minutes. If it seems a little long, I might cut it off at 15, but we're going to write substantially. Does anyone need any more paper?
No, I just have to go a little early. I came here during the break.
Oh, okay. So just slip out quietly. The meditation will only take like 5 minutes, maximum
okay.
7 minutes.
Should I do now and then not bother anybody?
No, just stay for the meditation and then leave it. You know, that's only going to be like 5 or so minutes.
Okay.
And you can all spread out a little bit if you need. I'm going to turn off the lights here. Oh, is this going to be too dark for anyone to write? In the afternoon, because it's a cloud. cloudy afternoon. I guess I should flip on some lights because some people might not be able to see the paper too well. I'll do that after the meditation. It's 4:10 or 11 right now. This will take like 5 minutes. Does anyone feel like I need to split the lights back on to right?
It's just a meditation right now.
Okay. No one feels like they need it to see that I want. Okay, well, Christina has some meditations in her book, and I'll start out there and then go into my own. So everyone just get really comfortable. You should be good if you're seated with your spine straight. Close your eyes and relax your body. Take all the time you need to get comfortable. Shift your muscles and stretch and relax. Make sure your spine and neck are straight and aligned, not held stiffly. There is no stiffness here, just comfort, the beginning of calm. Breathe deeply. There is no hurry now. There is nothing else to do or think about. Just relax. Notice your breath. Let your breath enter deeply into your body. Let your breath roll into you like soft, heavy clouds that fill you with silence. Inhale slowly and deeply. Exhale slowly and thoroughly. Let your breath sink in and out. Your breath is a rhythm of calm. Breathing deeply in and out. Just feel your breath. Notice your breath flowing in and out. Your breath is God's gift of life. In and out. Now imagine a door, a passageway of sorts. What does this door look like? Draw a little closer to this door. Is the door open or closed? What do you see around this door? Is it light out or dark? Can you see anything beyond the door? Sense or hear anything? Can you smell anything? What does this door mean for you? What do you feel called to do before this door? Here at this threshold. Rest here for a minute and ponder. decided just to do 15 minutes so we would have a little more time to wrap up. Did people find that they were able to get some writing? It's just one technique, which is called flow writing. This is something you can do in journaling, and again, this Christina Baldwin's book has lots of exercises. There's another one in it that I ordered by Elizabeth Hughes, and as you go in to the door, through the door, you'll see it's kind of on the lower section of that very first kind of end cap, and that one's called Writing from Your Inner Self, and I don't have it. I didn't bring all my books. This one doesn't have as many exercises. It's written by a poet who talks about the relationship between spirituality and writing, but if you want lots of exercises, I would do, it's kind of a maroon-purple one that's called Writing from the Inner Self, and it's probably got, I don't know, 45, 100 exercises. It's tons of exercises. So I can only do so many in one class. This is just the flow writing. And hopefully that, you know, worked for everyone. You can see it. You just wrote for, everyone was not ready to stop when I said 15 minutes rep. We were all engaged. And sometimes in a writing class, we'll write for 45 minutes. But this is so you can see that you could write without stopping for 15, almost 20 minutes. Another thing you might try is list making. If you have an idea of, you want to write on this topic, you could just make, say, what would be a topic? Flowers is a good idea. You could just make lists of everything related to flowers, and it's not a whole sentence, but it's just a phrase. And just list is another way to get a lot of ideas out there on the page. And then I guess the other one that I find helpful is a combination of kind of drawing and, I'm going to show you an example, drawing and writing. It's called clustering or seeding. And you take one of your ideas from a list and then you just start to kind of branch off it to other things that relate to it. Find it here. Because we did it in an earlier class. So I just feel like you're all here, but you can't come to all the classes, so So you take an idea and you draw, this was on our gifts. This was on our gifts. And so we all had made lists of what we felt were gifts that God had given us. And then the idea was to take the gift and, I wrote down my love of music. Okay, so I wrote down, that came from my mother. You could branch out to where it came from or what else it's related to. Or what it's grown into, and it's another way to kind of get your ideas flowing, and that's in those books that I mentioned as well. It's called clustering, and somehow it breaks through. A lot of times there's this critic in our head that's telling us that we feel we don't write well, or no one will want to read our stuff, or hear what we have to say, or this kind of just breaks through it, and it's almost like playing, it's like doodling, And that's good for the creative spirit. So I'm open to hearing, how this worked for people, and if there was anything that, that maybe you want to mention that didn't work for you. I'm always curious to know if the visualizations help, or they don't always help everybody, but, if that worked for you to kind of get in a calm place. A lot of times at the end of the writing group, we'll share little pieces of writing, or at least, a comment or two. It might be hard that this is the first time we've been in a group together. But if anyone wants to share how the writing was for them, or the meditation, or anything, I'd love to hear.
I have a question. We have probably, many of us have too many pages here, but. What is the next step with what we have written here? Do you have any recommendations of how to mine this to get something, go to the next level with where you were here?
A lot of times I'll write and flow write like that for hours, not hours at a time, but I'll write a lot. And then I will go through and I'll highlight in yellow what I like, or what kind of what I think. think is really, you know, wonderful statement, or, you know, something that I think is of value, or like, so I'll like edit it myself. You know, it's like, but sometimes it's good to wait to, before you do that, to wait. So you write everything you can on that topic and get it all out, and then a few days later, maybe go back and highlight what are, what seem to be the most salient points or the best way of phrasing something. Because, you know, sometimes it, you can write something like 3 or 4 times, and then all of a sudden the third or maybe the fourth time it will sound just like, that's a good way of putting that, or so that. And then you still may revise a third time. That's where the little critic that will say, oh, this punctuation, you know, this syntax is not right, or this is spelled wrong, or whatever. That's when that little critic person can come in. But the idea of flow writing is that you just don't censor yourself, just write. This is the very first step. And you can do a lot of this. You can write pages and pages of this, and then cut out just one, end up with one paragraph that you've lifted from your first writing. That's what Natalie Goldberg calls your first thought. Somehow you have to get beyond what is our critical mind and just kind of try to get into the deeper thoughts. Or I think it kind of, it's somehow related to the spirit. And when we're coming out of a prayerful state, hopefully we're more open to what God is telling us. So I hope anyway, and I believe that writing can go with prayer as kind of another type of spiritual practice. Any other?
I like the visualization. Mm-hmm. Maybe something like it, but I got a little stuck at the door, and I was getting into the details of where I looked and what I had to do at the door to get in. Kind of clawing at the door. So that was kind of interesting. So I wrote a little bit about just being stuck at the door.
Mm-hmm.
So it was a little more, got a little stuck maybe in the visualization. Then I could move on. But it was good to kind of relax, focus to that spot. Mm-hmm. And the door's simple.
It doesn't always work for me, so I'm curious to know.
Yeah.
I had to go back to the door, because I was already going somewhere when the door came out. Oh, okay, I go back to the door.
Yeah. Any other thoughts or comments?
I mean, I have a second door, I had 2 doors. But
I'd
like them both. They were nice doors. I have never opened them.
But and how did it feel for your writing, like, and the change and the transition? I guess I'm interested in knowing, did it help you write about transition or change? Or
I was going more with sort of the dialogue idea.
Mm-hmm.
And I don't see the direct connection in my writing, because I don't think about the doors very much. But maybe it was kind of good to have them.
Like, I felt like I was in sort of a calmer place and more like focused, but I wasn't thinking about the doors very much.
Did it?
Kind of like that.
Anyone else try the dialogue idea?
I think it's a combination of the doors and the dialogue.
Uh-huh.
And it's interesting to me that my transitions are so familial with my family life. And the doors I pictured right away were the doors in my home when I'm standing in my kitchen, where I'm often standing. The door to the study is here, and the door to the mudroom is here. And those are my 2 doors.
Mm-hmm.
And but the question, what does God want from me, was the thing I dialogued off then in connection with these doors.
Mm-hmm.
And so the visualization gave me the space and the material even that I was writing about. So it kind of all came together for me.
Mm-hmm. Because just this history, this kind of also came out of just this meditation that I do in the mornings. And just like when I pick up the notepad, and I'm, you know, as I had to prepare for the class, it's kind of like, so I'm always interested in, and I do believe that God is with each of us, and that God is, and my wife is guiding me to help me do some of these things. But it's like, well, did it work? Does it help me? And I've done this before where in another class, and a woman who was disabled and in a scooter, I guess she calls it, that you sit on, and I had never thought of, you know, what dilemma doors present to people who are disabled, and, you know, can you get through it? And so she had this whole piece that she wrote, and she read to us. I was like, wow. So you don't know what a door may mean to someone. Yeah. But the idea is it would be a symbol of some kind of passage or next step. Well, one last comment or thought before we close?
I think I felt a little more comfortable as we went with the whole process, because I felt there was the whole thing had many different levels. There was your suggestion of transition, there was the suggestion of, and the kind of the integrated part that your faith in Christianity, your Christian faith plays in spirituality. There's the passage of self-discovery, and then you get to good writing, and writing that could become poetry or, you know, becomes more formalized. So I felt that you had, the way it was structured, there were many different agendas. And then when I thought about what people shared at the beginning, there were many different, we all brought different kinds of agendas too. So it seemed to get beyond a certain level of superficiality that would just kind of spoil it for me. I think it opened doors.
I was very pleased with all the different types of people in the time and ages. So I guess we'll close, and unless there's anyone dying to say anything?
I am grateful for the chance to not, all my writing is critical right now. It's, you know, to get a letter out to the congregation, or it's to write a sermon, or it's to, so much of it is always being, I'm writing and always thinking, how is this coming across? Mm-hmm. Is this saying what I wanted to say? Is this clear? And just to write, not for anyone. Mm-hmm. That was really a gift. So thank you for that.
Mm-hmm. Really grateful to all of you for participating and bringing all your unique gifts to the table and sharing also.